What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here. And on the other side of this conversation, I have Rockslide writer Travis Bertrand. And a while back, he wrote an article on judging antelope, speed judging speed goats, I believe is what it's called. And so I thought I'd have him on and we can talk about how he field judges antelope. Thanks for coming on, Travis.
It's that time of the year. Antelope hunting, and I unfortunately do not have a tag this year, but good luck to all that do.
Dang it. Yeah, we open next Monday, which is technically August 20th. This podcast won't go for a little while yet, but yeah, August 20th is when ours opens, and we've been seeing some decent goats, so I'm really interested to get kind of your take on how you do some field judging, because it's antelope are really tough.
Yeah, they're probably one of the toughest animals, if not the toughest, to field judge in the lower 48 that we hunt. And yeah, they're extremely tough. I remember one time I was at my taxidermist, and he had like 10 or 15 heads just lined up in a line. I remember like walking down and be like, you know, a 60-inch antelope to 85. You know what I mean? There's a difference, but it's like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's not. And then, like, the second pass is like, you know what? That is a good antelope. So, yeah, again, they're just so difficult to judge.
Reading through your article a little bit, it says, like, in there was, you know, mass accounts for, like, 49% of the score, which I think a lot of people think it has most to do with length, but it really doesn't.
Yeah, it's huge. When I read that, I was shocked as well. But, you know, think about it, just like a sheep, you know, most of you, I don't know what the percentage is on a sheep in Boone and Crockett, but, you know, mass is king. You that's why the boomed off big ram score better than the non-boomed off, because you're just pushing those mass measurements just deeper back into the bases, which gives you, you know, you might lose a couple inches on a sheep, but you're gaining. Like, let's say you lose, a 40-inch ram, now he's 37 because he's boomed off. You know, that's pushing those measurements way back, which, you know, you're going to make up for and some. So kind of same thing with antelope. If you, like, lose 1 inch of length, you know, if you get a quarter inch larger down at the base, you know, each mass measurement, you're making up for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think here it says, you know, a horn with a quarter inch larger circumference will score the same as a buck with a full inch of extra length, which is, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. Yeah, it's funny, though, because when you think about antelope, you know, that's the first thing that you say, oh, how big is he? And the answer is, oh, he's probably 16 inches or he's 15.
Yep.
You know, it reminds me of deer, you know, like, oh, how big was he? You know, talking to people, they're like, oh, he's 29, 28. You know, that's kind of what society, I guess, bases them off of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk to a real hunter and he's going to tell you, oh, he was a 70-inch buck. He's probably 75. You know, same with mule deer. I shouldn't say real hunter, but people that are looking for Boone and Crockett scores. You know, you could just tell a difference because you ask a deer, oh, he's a 170 buck. Same thing with antelope. Just funny.
Yeah.
Funny observation.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So when you find an antelope and like, let's say he's by himself in there, you know, there's nothing else to really compare him with. What's kind of the first thing you look at?
So first thing I look at is length, although I know that it doesn't account for that much. Just to kind of base him off of, and how I'll do that is, a typical antelope has about a 6-inch ear. So I just take his ear and I try to, you know, wrap it around his antlers, or his horns, I should say, and see how tall he is. And that also, I also do that first because the other big thing with antelope is the prongs, not only the size, but the location. So if you have an antelope with low prongs, you're going to get that mass measurement, your third mass measurement above the prongs, which really kills the score. So if I could kind of judge the length, then I could judge how high the prong is. And if you could get that third mass measurement below, then your antelope's going to score a lot better. So again, ear is about 6 inches and it's about 3 inches wide.
Okay. Super good to know. Cause, with antelope, I guess we should probably talk about that for a second, is the actual Boone and Crockett measurements of antelope. I believe, isn't it?
Yeah. So minimum record book is 80 and then all time is 82. And it's just like, sheep, you get 4 mass measurements, a prong length, and then a, horn length. So those are basically the measurements for Boone and Crockett.
Spread isn't even a part of that. You get goats that lay out wide and they look cool, but they might even not score the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same with a mule deer. You know, you get your tip to tip, I think, and that's about it. But with antelope, you get, yeah, those are your only measurements. You get your length of horn, your mass, and then the length of prong.
How do you kind of start doing your mass? How do you judge that?
So, again, I'll look at the ear. It's about 3 inches wide. So, if you have a buck that matches that, then that's good. Another trick is the eye. I went and measured a bunch at my taxidermist. It's about 2 inches. So, if you can put 1.5 eyes, you know, sideways on the horn, then, you know, you're in the ballpark as a good buck. And obviously, and that's one thing too with antelope, just like any other animal, to really score them, you got to have more than one look, so not just the side look, but also try looking to see how skinny the antler is, you know, how oval shaped versus round shaped it is. So if they're looking directly at you, you know, obviously, if you see more antler at the base or more horn, it's going to score better because it's more round instead of oval. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It does make sense. What is a good mass measurement for an antelope?
I'd say 6 inches. You know, I don't know. I'd have to look at Boone and Crockett, but 6 inches and up is what I consider good. And again, it's also part of where you live and what you have to hunt, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then moving on to the, you know, the cutters or the prongs, what's a good measurement there?
If you have a 6-inch prong, you're looking good. So you could take that ear and put it sideways or double up the length or the width of the ear, you know, try to get a 6-inch prong, and that's measured from the back of the horn.
That cutter measurement is actually, you don't do it like a deer where you take like the base of where that point actually would start. You take it from the back of the horn to the tip of the cutter, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's even different than, honestly, that's different than what I thought.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting because a lot, most other species, it's basically where it branches off of the beam.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And then I know lengthwise, you know, you're talking about you take the ear and just try to see how many times, you know, you could get that ear up and get a decent length estimate, I guess. Do the goats with a good length, do they usually really hook over nice, or have you seen goats that had really good length but they didn't really have good hooks on them?
I think it really depends on location. Like, I've seen a lot of tall antelope in Nevada that don't hook as much. You know, they're just super tall antelope and they have like a little curl. And then I've seen really tall antelope in Wyoming that, you know, they have just that big curl, and, you know, they're a 15-inch antelope, 16-inch antelope, but, you know, it's because they curl so much. So, you know, antelope is so cool because it's so different, you know what I mean? They're just, some lay out flat, some heart-shaped, some stick out, you know, ahead of the nose. They're just a cool animal. One of my favorites, honestly.
Yeah, they are really cool. And like you were saying earlier, it's crazy because the difference between, even like a 10-inch difference between two antelope really isn't that much. Like when you're looking at them, there's not that much difference.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just so hard to judge, you know, and be like, oh, that's a good one. And then one right next to him could be 10 inches bigger and be like, oh, yeah, that one's bigger, but, you know, you know, but when you're talking 70 to 80 inches, that's huge as far as Boone and Crockett goes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, man, that's about all I had. Is there anything else that you wanted to kind of add with that? Have you seen, actually, have you seen body size, I guess? Has that played a role in, like, has it been deceiving sometimes? Because you just, an antelope just has a bigger body size?
You know, I have, like, last year I hunted Wyoming, and you can tell the bigger buck has a bigger body. But to me, like, it's like, oh, yeah, that one's bigger. So I kind of give that a little bit more credit. But, you know, honestly, I just go off of facial features of, you know, mounted antelope that I've actually measured, the ear length, that type of stuff. Yeah, so it does play a role in it, especially in that final decision. But I usually go off of measurements that I've actually measured, so if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just kind of averaged everything.
Yeah, it definitely does make sense. You just kind of got to hold, you have to keep yourself just looking at the facial features and adding everything up instead of looking at him and just being like, oh, but he doesn't look as big, but he might not look as big because he has a bigger body.
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of guessing at that point, like, oh, that might be a 7-inch ear. Well, you know what? Let's just keep things consistent and, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. Yep. I definitely know what you mean. I think that happens with mule deer, really anything else sometimes, is they'll have a bigger body or a smaller body or whatever. And then, you kind of could get some horn shrinkage.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been fooled plenty of times on, mule deer and antelope. I think are a lot more consistent. Like, I killed a deer in Arizona and I'm like, ah, he's probably 26, 27, you know, he's just past his ears. I'm thinking, you know, yeah, 26, 27, he was 24. That's just because, you know, when you walked up on him, like, oh man, I can feel this thing over my back, you know what I mean? And then on the opposite end, I've killed a buck, like the buck I killed in Colorado a couple years ago. I'm like, ah, he's 27, might be 28, but, you know, he's just, you know, they're just a bigger bodied animal depending on the location. And he ended up going just over 30 inches wide. So, yeah, I think antelope are a little bit more consistent, but yeah, I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, man, is there anything else you want to just kind of tell people to look for when you're field judging antelope?
Yeah. I just want to touch on mass a little bit more. You could get mass two ways. That could really make or break the score. And that is like we talked about earlier, the height of the prong. If you get that third mass measurement below the prong, then that's awesome. The other thing that people look over is the mass above, like, let's say it's an average antelope, as far as prong location, just the mass above the prong. I've noticed, especially my experience with Wyoming, is the mass above the prong really kind of dies out. It all gets pencil thin up there, compared to, like, lower you go in the 48, lower 48, seems to have a little bit more mass above the prong. So just keep that in mind. Getting that third, I think that third measurement, any way you cut it, is pretty crucial as far as antelope score goes. So, you know, you can have mass above the prong naturally or by getting that third measurement below.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And it'll help me kind of judge these, because everybody, you know, wants to know what something's going to score before you even go stock on it, it seems like. But what would you say is, like, average? Like, what if somebody going out to Wyoming, what can you expect to at least see? Like, if you see a nice goat, what is probably, what range is he probably in?
Mid-60s is probably a mature buck in Wyoming. And again, you know, there's a lot of places you can hunt every year, which, you know, that might be a huge buck. And then you can, you know, they killed a 90-something inch out of there a couple years ago. But
jeez.
Yeah, it's more. Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, I'd say, you know, I've hunted it twice in different units in Wyoming, and I'd say both places, they were draw units. One took 5 points, one took just 2. Mid 60s is probably, and I think that's pretty much everywhere. Your average buck would be probably mid 60s, 60s to 70s. You get above 70, you start getting big, and then, of course, 80s, Boone and Crockett. And if you guys want to see big antelope, I suggest following Pronghorn Guide Service. They kill some monsters. And then he's always posting live photos of bucks and doing like a, what do you think this guy would score thing. So to get better at it, you know, it just takes practice. And that's one way if you can't make it out in the field all the time. Follow Pronghorn Guide Service and look at a lot of big bucks.
Yeah, and then when you find a buck you think is big, ground check him, you know? Shoot more, measure more.
Exactly.
And you'll get better.
Yep, practice. Practice makes permanent.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for taking some time to hop on and talk about this. I know we've gotten a few questions in the forums already about it, so we can post this up and then I'll link everything.
Yeah, this is always a good topic to come visit, come August. With an antelope tag in your pocket.
Yeah, it is. Maybe we can get you on for a future one to talk about deer.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. I think Robbie Denning's a little bit more qualified than me, but I'll do what I can.
All right, Travis. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Yep. Thanks, Jordan.